now on paper 17. And we will take a break after 17. Kenichi?
Hi. This agenda paper addresses an issue related to the measurement of liability arising from the obligation to deliver allowances in an emission trading scheme. The submitter has a view that liability for that obligation should be measured by the reference to the present market price of the allowances if IS 37 is applied. The request notes that this view is consistent with the requirements in IFRIC 3, which was withdrawn in 2005. Therefore, the submitter is seeking confirmation from the Interpretations Committee on its views taken in IFRIC 3. Analyzing previous discussions in the emission trading scheme project, we found that the project was aimed at addressing the accounting for both the asset side and liability side of the emission trading scheme. In this regard, this issue should not be viewed as only a measurement issue of liabilities under IS 37 in our view. So we think that this issue also relates to the accounting for the associated allowances as well. So given that IFRIC 3 was already withdrawn by the ISB in 2005, we are of the view that this issue is too broad for the committee to deal with, and therefore we recommend to the committee that it should not add this issue to its agenda. Do you agree with the staff recommendation? And if so, does the committee agree with the wording of the tentative agenda decision in Appendix A of this agenda paper?
Before we do that, Alan, what is the status of?
Well, it is a research project. It's we haven't got this is one we haven't got a staff member allocated to at the moment, so it's a little bit slower.
Do you have a standards that are helping us on it?
Well, we have a couple of people with interest in it, but our policy at the moment is that we
don't
ask
do
anybody
until
to do any work until we actually have somebody ready to receive it and actually specify what the scope of the work should be. But it's clear from the work in the conceptual framework project that there are at least two lots of thought going out there. One is about a change in concepts in terms of what a liability is, but the other is I'll call it unit and account issue, yeah. But some people think that we should account for the scheme as a whole, which means that you put the scheme together and it's either in or out of the money effectively, and that's not the same as taking an IS 37 liability in isolation and thinking about it. It's actually thinking about this as a holistic scheme. So a lot of our thinking, it could unwind anything that happens here, and I think that the experience we've got is every time we try to take any of these aspects on in isolation, we've got ourselves into deep trouble, and you've got to think about the practicalities of getting through a board with anything you do decide. Right.
So the staff recommendation is that we not take this onto our agenda, and your rationale being that it's been there, done that. Joanna?
I agree wholeheartedly. The only thing is, in the agenda decision, I wonder whether there should be some mention of the research project. We note that there is a research project.
Fair point. John?
I agree with not taking it on, but I do have some concerns about the references to IS 37 somehow giving a wrong answer. I mean, if IS 37 is the standard that applies, it ought to be applied. And I think the board, in withdrawing IFRIC 3, did actually say that IFRIC 3 was an invalid interpretation of IFRS. So I think that should actually be in the rejection statement. That probably my main concern is the last sentence of the penultimate paragraph, which sort of says, consequently, the committee observed that the issue of measurement of liability to deliver allowances is broader than just the interpretation of the measurement requirements of 37, but that it also relates to the accounting for the allowances. I mean, that's probably true in the sense of a project that's going on, but there are people who are using IS 37 to measure these obligations. So any implication that that's somehow not an appropriate answer, I don't think is an appropriate thing to say.
Also a fair point. Martin?
I agree not to put it on the agenda. I mean, if we look at the measurement in IS 37, paragraph 36, and read about the best estimate, then we say the amount recognized as a provision shall be the best estimate of the expenditure required to settle the present obligation at the end of the reporting period. What I believe is missing here is that the question of the unit of account is open. I do not see this exactly in the rejection wording. I mean, we say it's not just a measurement issue, but then we could also add, because we believe it's a question of unit of account.
All right, I see no objection to saying that we're not going to do it. I think we have a couple of suggestions for wording. I would like to ask John and Martin to give the staff some suggestions there so that we can get this into update. Okay. Tony, you want to come in?
I was only going to say that I agree completely it shouldn't come onto the agenda, and that we should avoid giving people a steer about the accounting at all through the agenda rejection, which I think is consistent with what John's saying.
Yeah.
Let people get on with it until the project addresses it.
Okay. Just quickly to the phone. Sandy, anything to add?
No, nothing on this topic.
Luca?
No, it's okay for me.
Shelley?
Nope, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, that's what we'll do then. Take a 15-minute break. Back at a quarter till the hour.
Luca
has left the conference.